Good morning, KRBD. It's 8:38. I'm Emily Files, and with me in the studio now, two people from the Ketchikan Community Foundation. Tessa Axelson is the treasurer. Hi, Tessa. And Tom Schultz is the chairman of the board. Hi, Tom.
Hi, how are you?
Thanks for being here. Could you tell me about the Community Foundation? What's happening?
Sure. Thanks so much. So the Ketchikan Community Foundation, just as a reminder for listeners, is an affiliate of the larger statewide Alaska Community Foundation, which is located in Anchorage. What happened was about a year ago, the folks in Ketchikan were approached by the Community Foundation from Anchorage and asked if they were interested in forming an affiliate, a local community component of the larger organization. And so there were a group of individuals, including Tom and some other community members, who put forward an application. And shortly after that, the Ketchikan Community Foundation was created. So we've been around for just over a year. The goal of the local affiliate here in Ketchikan is to do the same thing that the broader statewide organization is doing, which is to connect causes that matter with people who care. And so our focus has in this first year has been on raising funds in order to create, in essence, a community permanent fund that will be reinvested in causes in Ketchikan by the board of the foundation. So what we like to share with people is the piece that's important for us is that there are folks all local who sit on the board, and they are the individuals who are making the decisions about where the funds locally that are donated are going to go. The one other piece that I would add that's also pretty important is in the first and second years for new affiliates, the Alaska Community Foundation was offered a challenge by the Rasmussen Foundation, which is a very large philanthropic giving entity here in the state. And they shared with the foundation that if local affiliates that were new could raise $25,000 in local donations in their first 2 years, in each of those years, the foundation, Rasmussen Foundation, would match that with $50,000. So our big goal and push in 2013 was to ensure that we raised the funds to have the match from Rasmussen, which we did, and we'll be looking to do that again in 2014.
Great. And so what are some of the causes that you're hoping to fund in Ketchikan?
Well, I think in the first year, to be really frank, Emily, we have been focused on raising money and getting our organization together. We've just started talking in the last quarter of 2013 about some of the needs in Ketchikan and what that would translate into in terms of grants. So there are lots of different topics that we've discussed. Earlier this fall, we actually hosted a meeting with all of the nonprofits in town and asked them to provide us with some input on what their needs were. And one of the major things that came from that was, one, just a really fundamental one, which was it would be great if there was more discussion about community calendaring items, what's happening in Ketchikan, when is it happening across all the different organizations. But also there was a request for training for board members of different nonprofit organizations. And so that's something that we're looking into. We have also discussed some specific items such as homelessness and other issues, but we haven't focused yet entirely on a particular item. I think probably over the course of the next couple of months, we'll know what that will be.
Okay, great. So what are some other things that you want the community to know about, ways that they can help out or learn more about your foundation?
So I think the most important thing that we want to share this morning is we are really excited about the fact that we attained more than $25,000 in this last giving year, which results in us getting the match from Rasmussen. So in this last year, the community of Ketchikan and its donors provided the Ketchikan Community Foundation with about $34,000 in donations. So we're very excited about that. Information about the Ketchikan Community Foundation is located on a number of different areas. One, you can go to the Alaska Community Foundation website. And that has information on the Ketchikan affiliate. It also has the details on how folks can give online. We also maintain a Facebook site, and we're getting ready to launch a website here in the next month or so. So that will allow people to also look for information there. And then certainly by contacting any of the board members around town.
Mm-hmm. So how long has the Alaska Community Foundation been around?
I think the foundation has been around for a little over 10 years. Don't quote me on that, but it's been around for some time. It also has membership from across the state. Penny Peterson from here in Ketchikan is the board member who sits on the statewide organization.
Okay, well, it sounds great that Ketchikan has a local chapter now. Anything else you want to add?
I wanted to say something about an event that's coming up in March. At the First Bank helped us get together with the nonprofits in September. They're the ones that footed all the bills and helped us put it together. And I wanted to thank them for that again. But at that meeting, one of the things Tessa mentioned that we heard a lot about was the need for board training. as a result of raising the $25,000, we actually raised more than that, we also got a $5,000 grant from Rasmussen to spend here in Ketchikan. And what we're going to do with that is answer the request for board training for nonprofits. It's going to take place on March 28th and 29th. It was just approved yesterday by the review committee in Anchorage. And so Sarah Lawson will be here those 2 days to work with boards. The preliminary indication, we expect 50 or more board members from nonprofits here in Ketchikan to attend that. So it's coming together. It's looking really good, and I'm really pleased that we got that done. It meets a need that they expressed to us, and I think that's one of the things the foundation needs to focus on, is trying to meet needs that are identified by the local philanthropic community and help them do a better job.
Do you know how many organizations, the boards from how many organizations are going to be attending that?
I've been on the phone with probably 25 or 30.
Wow.
And not all of them have said positively how many people are coming. They have to talk to their board some more and talk. But as now we know we've got the facilitator and everything's ready to go. We've got space up at Cape Fox.
Great.
For the event. And again, they're identifying the things that they want to address at the training. And the facilitator's working out ways to meet those demands, so those requests. So I'm real pleased with it. It's going to be I think it'll be a good event.
Good.
Very helpful.
All right. That was Tessa Axelson and Tom Schultz from the Ketchikan Community Foundation. Thank you both so much for being here.
Thanks, Emily.
Thank you.